Hey Shvat, Friday the 11th of January, Rabbi Yossi Roth. When is night?
When is night?
You'll find out. When is night?
When the sun sets.
Well, here we go. She is finished now.
Yeah.
It is over. In this week's Parsha, the Zohar reveals to us a very interesting thing. The Zohar asks a question. Why is it that by Makas Bechorus, arguably one of the greatest of the Makas that happened, all done to show the Mitzvah that Hashem is in true control of the world, it happened in the middle of the night, when no one was able to see. This should have happened in the middle of the day, when everybody could see. So the Zohar tells us that in truth, the night of Makas Bechorus, which was the night of Tzias Mitzrayim, it was like a day in the middle of the summer. K'moit Kifas Tamas. And that's Pshat and Pusuk that says in Tehillim, V'layla ki yom yur. That the night will shine like it's a day. And it's talking about Layla Yitzis Mitzrayim, Layla Makas Bechorus. And therefore all the mitzvah were able to see exactly what was happening. And this is how he answers with his kasha. However, on this Zohar, the Chayinim come, the first is Makevis HaMishnah Mechilta, and asks the question. The Torah tells us that when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, v'achvi es haPesach b'laylo ahi, that the Pesach you have to eat at night. So if the Zohar tells us that the sun was still shining like it was the middle of the day, how were they able to eat the Korban Pesach? Very nice, it was the middle of the day and it was a ness. But now they carry the Korban Pesach, and the Torah says that the Korban Pesach needs to be b'laylo. So m'monofshach, if it's day, it's a ness, but if it's not a day, if it's a day, then they carry the Korban Pesach. That is a question of many achrayim, and they give various tweets. I would like to say one mahalach in this inyan. The Chayim have a nidden. What does a person do when he reaches the Arctic Circle, the North Pole, when it comes to his month? We know that the way the world is positioned, the world is round, and because it's on an angle, a 23.5 degree angle, this creates a situation that if you go anywhere above 65 degrees longitude, when you reach the Arctic Circle, the North Pole, what people call the North Pole, or Antarctica in the South Pole, in the summer, in the North Pole, you'll have basically 6 months of light, so the sun doesn't set, you see the sun the whole time. And in the winter, you have six months of darkness. And in Antarctica, you have exactly the opposites. In the winter, it's light, and in the summer, it's dark. So the question is, what happens if the heat goes there? What does it do with Zmanim? We know that Zmanim, the way we understand this, in the Yiddish calendar, the day begins when the night begins. That marks the beginning of a new day. When the sun rises the next morning, that marks the beginning of daytime. And when the sun sets in the afternoon, that marks the beginning of the next day. So if the sun never rises and never sets, how do we mark the beginning of a day and the beginning of daytime? How do we know what to do? This is a question which many of the Chayinim ask this question. And it's a few mahalchim in it. What mahalch is? Yes, you're right. Since the sun never rises and never sets, we have to wait 6 months for a day to start. This is the shit of Michas Aluza. The Mishnah with Mikhtar holds like this. He says that the first 6 months is night, in the winter, the next 6 months is day, and therefore, if you come on Shabbos there, you have to keep Shabbos the whole year. Because that is the definition of night and day. What should we do? There's no other way to go around it. Some of them hold because of this, and this is brought already from the Kol Yehida, which was lived in times, Bes Yosef, that for this reason, there may be no chiv to keep the mitzvah of Shabbos over there. Because like you don't keep mitzvah Timis Masters, if you're not in the Shul, you don't have a land, how do you keep Timis Masters? If you don't have time, you don't have to keep it. Of course, he doesn't say the Luchal HaMasa, and he says that's the reason why nobody lives there. Because that's why it's so cold. Because Hashem didn't want to make it a place where people can live. But in Emes, he holds misfortune that you have a contradiction over here. But the Das of Rav Achrayim, most Achrayim have a mahalach like this. They say, in truth, night and day does not begin when the sun sets. And then we arrive for that. Arrive from the Torah, the first week seek him. The Torah tells us, and repeats it again. But in truth, when was the sun created? On the fourth day. So how was it possible that the first 3 days there was morning and night, if there was no sun to mark the beginning of morning and night? Elamai, it's revealed from this, that morning and night are separate creations, nothing to do with the sun. And it's the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara tells us that in the first day, 10 things were created. Amongst them was Or and Choshech, light and darkness. And Yom V'Layla, night and day, was created in the first day. So we see that night and day is a separate creation which has nothing to do even with night, light and darkness. It's a creation of night and day. However, on the fourth day, when the sun was created, now the Torah is Megabal, the Torah tells us, it's Lahavd Bayem Balayla. Now the sun will mark when the day and night starts. But day and night is Be'etzeb and Metzius without the sun too. So what is a day? Let's say a day is 24 hours. That is a day. Like we understand a day to be 24 hours. Why is a day 24 hours? Because that's how long it's called Tzmias HaGalgal. That's how long how the spheres take to orbit, or how we understand it, how long it takes the Earth to orbit on its axis. It takes a full 24 hours. That is a day. Now, when does a day start? The sun decides when the day and night starts. Well, if the sun doesn't work, so it's night is still a creation. How do we know that? So here, the Chidim have many machshittas. We won't go into all of them. Some hold, like Yitzchul, Yishlaim, because that's the true day. Some hold, this is the shit of Deriyatzir. Some hold that you go where you came from. This is like Teres Yitzchul holds. So you can have people coming from two different directions and hold in two different manam, because it has to from where you came from. Some have to do it exactly at 6 o'clock. And some hold that it has to do with the sun, how far it is in the sky. Those are the sets, but it can be the furthest point from your eyes. So there's various different halachim, but they're all based on the shitta that night and day are separate creations. It doesn't need the sun to dictate when it starts and ends, although that's what happens in a normal function. But if it doesn't function normally, then we revert to the natural state of day and night, and it can be marked any way that the chayim say this. So Ebezei, I thought, we have a nice terrace over here. The sun stopped night at this time. Very nice. However, day still continues, because in the same way the sun doesn't work normally in the North Pole, we say that it's still night, even though the sun is still shining. So to the North Pole also, even though in late season time, even though the sun was still shining, however, 24 hours still continued, and it was still night, because that is the season of night. However, we can't say this. Because we have a chazal, there's a pasuk in Achlet, the pasuk tells us, Shemesh be-given doim. The sun was stopped, the Yeshua stopped the sun in Givon. There's one of the Muhammad's over there, and by the Muhammad he stopped the sun. Chazal tell us, and this is Vikir Pekah Reblezer, that the reason why he did this was because it was Erev Shabbos, and he was worried about Chilul Shabbos, so therefore he stopped the sun for 36 hours, 48 hours, how long he stopped the sun until they finished the Muhammad. And we just said that if the sun stops to move, time continues to go, because time doesn't really have to do with the sun. Time has to do with 24 hours. In the same way we understood in any place where the sun is out the whole day like the North Pole, we said, of course it's night. So how do we understand this chazal? So the answer is pushed, of course, that they also had a measurement. Their measurement, as we said, is that the orbit of the Earth, as it turns 24 hours, that marks the passage of time. But how, by the case of Yeshua, how do you stop a sun? I mean, obviously with a nest, but how does it work? It works by stopping the Earth from moving. That is the definition of how you stop a sun from moving along the sky. So therefore, there was nothing to mark the passage of time over there, because the sun was set in this exact space, it didn't go down, and the Earth wasn't either moving on its axis. Everything was stationary, nothing moved. But nothing moves, there's nothing to mark the passage of time. For such a case, of course, everybody agrees that Shabbos doesn't happen, nothing happens, and we continue in that limbo state until things keep on moving again. So Meile, it's some time, how did the Kasha Ledichte? What do we do over there? If the sun stopped, like the Gezoyer says, then how did night happen? How were they able to eat the Korban Pesach? So this, we have a different chazal. The Yishami, tells us that by the day Rebbe died, Rebbe Akudish died on a Friday. Everybody came out to Levaya, and this happened that the sun did not set. So everybody could be a long time with the Levaya. But they came home, they lit the Shabbos Lecht, and suddenly the sun set, the Korah HaGever. And the chickens started crowing early, marking the beginning of morning. People realized Chilul Shabbos they caused now, because obviously it was night a long time ago. And they started crying at Chilul Shabbos. Yotze Baskel, a Baskel came out and said, everybody who was by the Levaya of Rebbe will have a Chelikah on Haber, except the laundry man, because he didn't go to the Levaya, he did his laundry at that time, and he did Chilul Shabbos. But here then he jumped off the roof and killed himself, because of the Oynish Misi, it was B'chal HaShabbos, Yotze Baskel again, he too will have a Chelik Lelam Haba. The Chelik Gemara is very schwer. Because here we see once again, the sun stopped. But here it implies that there was Chelik HaShabbos happening. And only those who were the Levi of Rebbe, they had a special Yischis, because you were the Levi, you'll have a Chelik Lelam Haba. Wherever it wasn't there, Chelik HaShabbos happened. What Pshat, we said if the sun stops, everything stops. Because only in the case of the North Pole, where the Earth keeps on moving, but they just keep seeing the sun, there we say day continues. So the Karbonite writes, no, here's a different case. Here you'll see the Lushan Chazal is the Korah HaGever, the chickens, the roosters started crowing Mark in the beginning of the day. If it was true that the sun was stationary in the sky for as many hours as it was, and then it set, we should have had a whole night now. Why did it suddenly skip to the morning? So it implies that it was directly a nest for the people who were by the Levaya, which is why the laundry man, Behem, he wasn't there by the Levaya, so Behem was really Shabbos already. So he was Chil Shabbos. But everybody else who wasn't there, of course it was Chil Shabbos for them too. But why was Chil Shabbos for them too? Because really the sun never stopped. It was a nest for them, particularly for these people, that it looked like the sun was still shining. But as soon as this nest stopped, it was the morning already, because they skipped through the whole night. So that's why they were Metzayah, they had Chil Shabbos. And this is why Yotze Basko says, whoever was a Levi, a Rebbe, will have a Chalit Rav Habba, because it's Chissa what they did over there, for whatever reason. So Ebe Zoya, we just can understand the Zoya. If you look in the Zoya never says the sun didn't set. He never says those words. He says with a tremendous aura, a tremendous light, so the Mitzrayim can see. So it's very much about to say that there was a nest in Mitzrayim, a nest that the aura, there was a light in Mitzrayim so everybody can see. And the Chama, the world kept on moving normally. The sun set, the sun rose, everything continued normally. And Mitzrayim, very partially, was an aura light, and there could be a light. Night doesn't need to be dark, as we said. But if as long as everything is moving and there's no way, then it's called night, and therefore they were able to hear the Karm Pesach. So with this Mahalach, we can answer many, many sigyas. I would like to digress a little bit and talk about a different sigya, and we'll return to this. We know there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos, to be Makabal Shabbos. Shabbos happens at night. But there's a mitzvah in the Torah to make Shabbos a few minutes early. Torah is for Shabbos. If a person wants, he can make Shabbos from any time after plug, which is the minig in most places. The Chitzlurot in the summer, people make Shabbos early, a few hours early sometimes. Now there's a question of Chayim, what happens when you make early Shabbos? Is the definition of it that you have a Shvisis Melucha, you cannot do Melucha right now, you Makabal Shabbos. Now I can't do any of the Meluchas, the Vlamites Meluchas. Or no. Perhaps you Makabal Shabbos, it's not Friday anymore now. You Makabal Shabbos, it's the next day already. Nafkim is Pushit. Do you have to eat your meal at night? If you hold that all it does is a Shvisis Melucha, that you cannot do Melucha right now, of course you have to eat something at night, because eating a Shabbos is a mitzvah to eat at night. And it's not really Shabbos yet. However, if you hold that the Makabal Shabbos is truly the next day, and of course, the Akidah Shabbos Badeh. And this is Mechotz Yoshoinim, and Mechotz Yoshoinim. The Mashal brings a Sefer Hasidim, which says that you have to eat a Kazayas Challah at night, because all you mean, you're being Mechabal Shvisas Melocha, you can't do Melocha, but it's not really Shabbos yet. And the Taz brings a Tosis Simsuchim, which says that you can eat the meal even before night, even you can completely bench before night, because you're Mechabal Shabbos the next day. This Mechotz repeats itself throughout the Shulchan Aruch, again and again, from Yerachayim to Yerodaya, to every single Yom Tov, and almost every single subject. The Taz and Mashal themselves argue this in Zichus Sikkus. In Zichus Sikkus, they have a shot like this. Let's say the last day of Sukkot was on Tuesday, Hashanah Rabbah. Now, Wednesday is Shmini Atzeres. Can you be Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early now on both be Hashanah Rabbah? What's an afkimina? Do you have to eat in Sukkot? Hashanah Rabbah, you have to eat in Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to eat in Sukkah. If you hold like the Taz, that you Makabal Shabbos, it's the next day, it's not that day anymore, then you don't have to eat in Sukkah anymore. If you hold like the Mashal, then you do have to. And Itaka argue about this. The Mashal writes that Erev, the Chalcha case of Shmini Atzeres, you can't be Makabal Yom Tov early. Because if you Makabal Yom Tov early, that means that it's time for the Sasa. Why? Because on one hand, you have to eat in Sukkah because it's still Hashanah Rabbah. On the other hand, you can't make Kiddush yet, because by Kiddush he's saying Shmini Atzeres Achagazeh. So this is implying it's the next day. And in truth, it's still this day. Now, I want to stop a second. Kiddush, everybody holds you can make before, even a Mashal also. Why is that? Because Rambam writes that Kiddush doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. Kiddush can be done close to Shabbos. So Kiddush is not bound to the Shal over there. And so to daven Marv also. Marv, you could daven Mebodium. You could daven before Shabbos too. So these things are akasha. However, to eat the meal and to say shmini tzeis chagzeh at the same time eating a sukkah, that the Mashal says doesn't work. However, the Taz says no. As I said, when you makabel Shabbos, it's the next day already. If it's the next day, then it's not sukkahs anymore. Now it's shmini tzeres, and I don't have to eat a sukkah anymore. That is the Taz Mashal. So this, as I said, this machlekes is many cases. I just want to give one nafkamina of this machlekes before we return to what we began with. There's a story of Rishizal Meltzer used to daven in Butei Rand. Butei Rand was a shul in Yerushalayim, which was considered of Hasidim, mostly sons of Hasidim. It's very chusha, besmedish, chusha v'yidin. The reason why I daven over there in Butei Rand, the Hasidish of besmedish, it's a long story and I won't go into detail exactly. There was a story in Butei Broide, where he davened, which was the besmedish Ashkenazim, where there was a group of Kanum who did a Purim play and they made fun of various Gedolim and Rebbes. So in protest of the Byzantium with the Chumim, he left the shul over there and he went to daven with the Hasidim. And he used to be together with the Hasidim over there. And sometimes his son-in-law, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, used to accompany him. One time they were there on a Friday, and as the Chayv Chusid went to daven for the Omid, and he didn't say Tachanun on Friday, he said, the Chayv didn't say Tachanun on Friday. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, when he saw this, he made a very big fuss. He says, I don't understand, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you don't say Tachanun on Friday. What gives you the right not to say Tachanun? And this, a whole fuss and mishmedesh, fighting everybody back and forth. So one of the back of Fridays got up and he said, I don't understand what you're saying. It's a prima gudim. Prima gudim asks a question like this. We know that a chusin, you don't say tachlan, the chusin comes to mishmedesh, is getting married, let's say Tuesday afternoon. You don't say tachlan in the shachas anymore. Why is that? That's what the prima gudim writes. Why is that? Because that day he's getting married, there's a simcha that day. So prima gudim says, I don't understand. It was a Friday. Shabbos afternoon is Friday. Friday afternoon is Shabbos is coming in. So why do you say Tachanun on Friday morning? It should be no different than a Chosin. You don't say Tachanun on Tuesday morning. What is the difference in the two? It says what's Tzorachin. So look at Rakefrain, that we know Klal Mepaskim, this is what the Rechaim and other Tzadikim, that the Prima Gudim was a very big unuf. He never, most of Pesukim writes Tzorachin, because he didn't want to write, this is how I hold. So but when he says Tzorachin, we know that's a Pesachim, we can rely on that. And if he says this, that you don't say Tachanun on Friday, very good. Then the Chosid, the Tzorachin Chosid did well as a Prima Gudim, which brought down a Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler, no, there's a big difference. Because a Chosid, he's getting married Tuesday afternoon. However, Friday afternoon, if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, it's not Friday anymore. It's Shabbos, it's the next day. So it's not comparable to two cases. By Chosid, on Tuesday, the day of Tuesday, a great Simcha will happen. On Friday, nothing's happening on Friday. When you Mekabel Shabbos early, it's the next day. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler said, no. When you Mekabel Shabbos, of course it's still Friday. However, it's a Shlishis Menucha. And of course, they were arguing like it's Taz Mashal. According to the Taz, it's the next day. This taka, it's not comparable to the case of a Chusin, and you would have to say Tachanun. But according to Mashal, it's very mistabu. The Prima Gudim is saying that you don't say Tachanun. However, let's return to what we started with. We said that, one second, so the Prima Gudim, Taz asked one question on himself. What's with Kriya Shema? Can I say Kriya Shema when I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos early? He says, no, you can't. He says, why is that? Because Kriya Shema needs to be at night. Needs to be at night. Now, let's think a second over here. We said in the beginning of the share that night doesn't need the sun to go down. It doesn't need to be dark. Night is a thing for itself. Beginning of the new day marks night, which is why even places like the North Pole, once 24 hours pass, however how we start to count that, it's the next day, and now we can say Kriya Shema already. So the Taz is Mechadosh to us, and tells us that being Mechabah Shabbos is the next day, then by definition it's at night. What is missing? Bishlam, if you hold that night needs to be the sun setting, if it's not dark, it's not night, like many Achronim learn, then I understand. You keep Mechabah Shabbos, you can make it the next day, but it cannot be physically at night. There's no sun, there's a sun still in the sky, it's still at night. But if you hold that, by the definition, that night doesn't require for the sun to set, as long as you start the next day, that is night already. So the Taz Mechal is a huge chiddush. You're Mekabel Shabbos that has that power to completely push away the previous day, and it's the next day. So why is it not at night too? Why does he say that you can't say Kriya Shema? That is the definition of the next day, beginning of night. So it's not dark? So it's not dark. Like you can say the North Pole Kriya Shema if it's not dark. What is the difference? Another question. The Taz himself says in the same sentence that you can't say Kriya Shema, he says you can't say Sfir Sa'omer, because it has to be at night. Sfisayimah has to be at night. They say Sfisayimah by day too. It has to be the next day. It doesn't have to be at night. People say very often the next day Sfisayimah if they forget. What does the Taz mean to say? You can't use Sfisayimah because it's not at night. What is the connection? And finally, in Hilchos Tzvila we find that if a baby is born in a time when a person makes early Shabbos, but it's still Friday afternoon, still sun is still shining, the bris will be the following Friday. And everybody agrees to this. Because you count 8 days from when he was born, and he was born on Friday. However, according to the Taz, if you say it's on Friday anymore, it's the next day, the bris should be on Shabbos. The same way you eat in Sukkah, the same way you say it's not Friday anymore, there's no obligations anymore Friday, so you should make the bris on the following Shabbos, and he doesn't argue over there. Why doesn't he argue over there? So it's mukher from this, that the Taz does not hold, although he supplies his words, and he said that it's mukher already, he does not hold the next day. Because there's two dinim. There's a din of Yom HaShvi, the seventh day, and din of Shabbos. Shabbos is always the seventh day, and 7 days is always Shabbos. That doesn't change. However, you cannot move Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi starts in the world we live in, a normal world, when the sun sets. However, what the Taz says is that I take the Metzius of Shabbos, the Shabbos which was created before the world was created, that Metzius of Shabbos, I take that and I turn Friday to Shabbos. Friday can be Friday of Chol, and the same Yom HaShvi, the seventh day, can be Shabbos. Friday can also be Shabbos. Friday became completely Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to eating a Shabbos meal, of course I can eat it if it's still light outside. Because Shabbos meal has to be on Shabbos. And it's on Shabbos. It's completely Shabbos. However, Kriya Shema, which has to be at night of the next day, it's not the next day yet. Sfir Sa'omer, which doesn't have to be at night, but it has to be the next day. It's not the next day yet. It's the next Shabbos already. It's Friday of the weekdays is gone. Now it's a Friday of Shabbos. However, it's not the next day yet, so I can't Sfir Sa'omer. Mashanke by Yom Tov. Be like this. Let's say we're having Tuesday. So Tuesday afternoon, we have a Yom Tov Hashanah Rabbah. We have Wednesday, Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres coming. Now, we're not talking about moving Tuesday and Wednesday. We're talking about moving the Yom Tov, which is on Tuesday, and change with this Yom Tov. So there the Taz says, it's a weak Yom Tov, because Chol HaMoed is not the strong Yom Tov like Shmini Atzeres. So there I can change now, by being Mekabel Shabbos early Shmini Atzeres, I can push away the previous Yom Tov of Hashanah Rabbah of Chol HaMoed, and make that new Yom Tov. But I'm not changing the days of the week. I'm changing what the Metzius of Yom Tov and Shabbos, which are in those days of the week. And there's many rise tassels like this. But from these few places, we see this mahalach, this, and this is based on understanding that in the Chama, night doesn't have to be at night, truly darkness. But the day in our world is only recognized with the sun going down. And even the Taz is master to that over here. All you're doing is saying it becomes mukhab, like the next day, like Shabbos. I would like to conclude with a short verse. By the Shabbos Eid tonight, most houses will say the Zmiris of Kol Mekadesh. So then we say, Dor Sheh Hashem Zeira Avru Mahavai, Hama'achim Natsesh on HaShabbos, Imam Haram Luvim. We Meshabai Chayidin, who bring in Shabbos, who take, conclude Shabbos late, and bring in Shabbos early. And the question is, obviously, why are we changing the order of things? First, you bring in Shabbos early, and then you conclude Shabbos late. Why was the Paitan, the Machab of this Pita here, why did he change it around? Now, of course, I may say, because it rhymes. Zeira Avru Mahavai, Hama'achim Natsesh on HaShabbos, Imam Haram Luvai. Otherwise, it wouldn't rhyme. But it says in Tzoram Kavayush, which brings down this, that all the Mechavim and Tzadikim who wrote Pi'itim, all tremendous Tzadikim, who Mafsim, Nisim happened in their lifetimes, and it says, Chal Shom to say that they did things just because of rhyme. He says, everything they wrote was Soydis Neflum, had secrets, everything they wrote. And it's what the Chesed Shasom, that Kol Mekadesh was written by HaKodesh. Kol Mekadesh was most likely written in the 9th century. It's already bought by Talmidei Rashi, Maariv of Victory, bring it as a normal Zmiris people say by the Shabbos table. This is something which is written before the times of Rishonim. And if Tzudik writes that the same year we have a call of Irim Tim and Reis Leibshit says that sometimes when a person learns in Mechaber, he learns in Shulchan Aruch. And in Sashrekas, he says a whole long Shtikl Torah in that. Although it's very likely that the Mechaber never meant such a long Shtikl Torah, Reb Chaim, he says a whole long Torah. So what's Pshat? Because once the Rishonim wrote something and became a Chedek of a Torah, now it's a Chedek of a Torah, I am a part of the Torah, you can say whatever you want in there already. It belongs to everybody right now. It's a Chedek of the Torah which everybody has the right to say whatever they want. So he says, even by the Pi'itim, as near as the same thing also, is written by the same Rishonim, and when they said something, we can say now to Chalek of the Torah, and we can say whatever we want over there. So there's many Mahalchim over there to say why he was Mahapach Asaida. I want to share one Mahalch which I heard when I was a Bukhar in Yeshiva Smir from a recent captain. She heard when he was a Bukhar from a Rafaim Kiev, was a Talmud when he was a Bukhar from Shemeshkab. And he told them one time, a few Mahalchim, he said, I'll share one Mahalch. So like this, Shabbos Bereishis is the first Shabbos of the world was created. Hashem created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, He rested. Chazal tells us many places that Hashem keeps the whole Torah. All mitzvahs in the Torah. So Hashem keeps Shabbos. He keeps Thursday Shabbos too. He makes Shabbos early. The first Shabbos of creation, Hashem kept Thursday Shabbos. However, Hashem, Kaviyukul, had to first create Friday. Friday wasn't finished created. Friday is 24 hours. It needed to be created first. So the first Shabbos, Hashem Kaviyuchel, wasn't able to make early Shabbos. Because you're making early Shabbos, you're taking away from that Friday. And Friday has to be created first. So therefore, the first Shabbos, Shabbos only came in exactly when it's meant to come in, at the moment. Matzah Shabbos, however, which Sunday was created already before, so now it's in the chin of Yesh Me'ayin anymore. It's order on already. Now, of course, Hashem was able to keep Tosei Shabbos too. The following week, that week when it was in the second, Friday was already created, but then Hashem was able to keep already Shabbos, Tosei Shabbos too. So therefore we say, Hama'achim Tosei Shabbos, Shabbos, Mamham Luvan, to mark the first time Shabbos Bereshit, it was the opposite. So the first one I saw, so I thought, this only stems with Mahalach, that when you become Shabbos, it becomes the next day truly. But if you hold that it's not the next day, then what's the problem? It's still Friday. But of course, it's not true. Because if everybody holds it from Kabbal Shabbos, it's a Shvisas Malucha. You can't do Malucha. To create the world, you need to do Malucha. So if, even according to Mashal, even according to understanding the Taz, by being in Kabbal Shabbos, you cannot create Friday anymore. Therefore, Friday couldn't be created, and therefore Hashem couldn't keep Tosei Shabbos Kav Yochel, which is why he kept Shabbos on time, and only the following week we made early Shabbos, which is why in the Kila Amo we can say, I'm Achim, it's not Shabbos, and I'm Haram Luvain.